AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Britain's King Charles addressed Congress today. Ed Donahue has a report.
The King's visit comes on the 250th anniversary of the United States.
For all of that time, our destinies as nations have been interlinked.
A lot has happened over those 250 years. As for here and now,
we meet in times of great uncertainty, in times of conflict.
He spoke of the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington days ago, with President Trump nearby.
Let me say with unshakable resolve, such acts of violence will never succeed.
The King spoke of the U.S. and Britain working shoulder to shoulder through two world wars, the Cold War, Afghanistan.
That same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people.
Tensions are high now between President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer over the war in Iran. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former FBI Director James Comey's been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells on a beach that officials say spelled out a threat against President Trump. Meantime, Julie Walker reports.
A judge says Maureen Comey can sue the Trump administration in federal court for firing her as a federal prosecutor in Manhattan, despite the government's efforts to get the case moved out of court and into an administrative proceeding. The judge noted the sole reason for her firing last year was Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which vests executive power in the president. Comey sued after her firing, contending she was improperly removed solely or substantially because her father is former FBI Director James Comey, a Trump foe he also fired. Julie Walker, New York.
Sinking AI stocks and a further climb for oil prices helped halt Wall Street's rally. The S&P fell 0.5%, the Nasdaq 0.9%. This is AP News. An AP investigation into adopted children confined in for-profit institutions.
Adoptees like Kate, a former resident at multiple residential treatment centers, told AP they believe they were in a shadow orphanage system where children end up institutionalized in oppressive, sometimes abusive facilities.
The staff come running down and instantly put me, like, throw me face first into a hold.
A therapist at one of the facilities said Kate probably had reactive attachment disorder, but experts say most teenagers confined to these facilities most certainly don't have RAD, and that the treatment offered wouldn't fix it even if they did. Brian Allen is a psychologist at Penn State Center for the Protection of Children.
Holding them down, some of those very coercive types of treatment approaches, those are things that not only are not scientifically valid, they're ethically questionable.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.